Today we're talking about the 5 reasons why the INFJ's dark side is the INFJ's best kept secret. And believe it or not, it's not just a secret INFJs keep from others. It's also a secret INFJs keep from themselves. And that's why this is the last video and the last missing link to our INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up series. Because if you don't embrace your dark side as an INFJ, you're missing out on all the potential, not only of what you could achieve, but how much you can experience life and how fulfilled you can feel. It's not just the negative side. It's actually embracing your dark side that will allow you to be more soft, to be more inviting, to be more receiving of all the great things that could happen in your life. So buckle in, because today is going to get exciting. Before we get started, I want to remind you, if you haven't done this so far, to download our free poster on the INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up series. It's a little playbook you can keep at your side that reminds you how far you've come and what the next steps are you can take. In order to download the poster, check out the link in the description. Reason number one, the INFJ's dark side is extremely powerful. And that is one of the main reasons why we keep it a secret in the first place, because of all the power that comes with it. There's a lot of responsibility in that. So many INFJs don't want to take that on because it would mean I would have to stand on my own. People would see how powerful I actually am, and they would look at me from a different perspective. So much of the INFJ strategy going through life is based on how can I appear to others in a very positive way? How can I appear in a way that is non-threatening? How can they allow me to get close to them? And that is a great coping mechanism, but it will definitely keep you away from tapping into your full potential, because your full potential isn't based on looking tame. It's not based on you looking like your friend all the time and you cannot hurt anybody. It includes allowing yourself to really not only show off, but really embody this dark side, because then, yes, people will not allow you in their space so much, because there will be an element of threat. There will be an element of danger and power. And of course, if there's something powerful around you, you're more careful with that. And once this happens, you will have to rely on yourself more. You cannot be somebody else's sidekick, because people won't allow it that much. Because again, you're not that innocent anymore, but you haven't been innocent and weak to begin with. So it is super important for you as INFJ to recognize that your dark side is very powerful. It's not just something you imagine. And yes, there will be some results from the people around you once you embrace it. And they're not going to be all positive. They're not going to be all, oh great, you're like this whole new being. No, people will actually back off and you will be forced to create more of your energy from what you create, from what you put out, instead of what you just pick up from others. But that in itself is the main reason why you should do it. Because you can't follow your own energy. You can't create and tap into your full potential if you dismiss such an important aspect of who you really are. Reason number two, why the INFJ's dark side is the INFJ's best kept secret, is because we use it with caution and integrity. Once we realize and embrace the fact that we do have a lot of power once we tap into our dark side, that it also means that we could hurt people, that there could be some consequences that are not always positive. We really take it on because we trust ourselves that we're going to use it with integrity and with caution. We're not just going to throw it out. We're not just going to, you know, put it onto other people. Because what is the dark side in the end of the day? Your dark side is the ability to tap into your aggression, to tap into your strength, to tap into your anger. And that's also where a lot of your power lays, because this is the kind of energy that allows you to put yourself first. Right? It doesn't mean that you will turn into some narcissistic egomaniac who doesn't care about others. It's really about trusting yourself that if you take it on, you're going to do it in a cautious way and you're going to do it with integrity. And most INFJs who I've met have definitely done that. Yes, of course there are INFJs who are not using their dark side in a positive way, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't take it on. You can trust yourself that if you have doubts about your dark side, if you're afraid of what it might cost to others, what it might cost your relationships, because you will turn into like this whole new person in front of others. They will see you as this person who's actually rather cold and who's more calculating than they thought. You know, that's actually a decision to be made. And once you really allow yourself to go on that pathway, you will not want to turn back. You will know that this is the right way, because if you have all of those thoughts and your doubts and you don't know if this is the right thing and if you're not going to do something that is going to be hurtful to others, that in itself should show you you're going to use it with caution. You're not just going to hurt people because you feel like it. It is not only a self-protection mechanism, but it's also a force that you can use to push your energy forward. Reason number three, tapping into your dark side as an INFJ will actually allow you to tap into your light more. So this is really misunderstood, and so many INFJs don't expect this and don't know that this is going to come with it. And I was definitely one of them. Like, I remember very vividly how afraid I was of my dark side because I thought everybody's going to alienate me. But the truth is that maybe some people will, but you will be able to help others on a level you were never able before. Because now you're not just enabling others, you're not dimming your light, and with that, not being the best example for others. Remember this, no matter what you say, people will see at what you do. So no matter how often you tell them you're such a great person, you have so much potential, what they see you doing in that moment is making yourself small in order not to use your dark side, in order to not look like somebody who's evil or who's like superficial or who's, you know, very much about themselves. You're telling them that they're also not allowed to use all of their light. Once you tap into your dark side, you embrace everything fully, and then you're not dimming your light anymore, right? If you numb your dark side down, you're also numbing down your light. That just comes with it. And I only really understood it once I allowed myself to go there, because I just had no other choice, right? I had to embrace this strength. I had to protect myself. For once in my life, I felt like now I have to bite back. Like, people are taking and taking and taking from me, and I cannot continue playing the role of a martyr who has even more to give and even more to give, and I just want to prove to others I have no bad intentions. There has to come a point where you say, I'm not going to allow anybody to take away from my light. If I want to help people, then only if it really creates a positive win-win situation for everybody. And I will stop helping people who can only be helped if I make myself smaller. The moment you embrace your dark side, you will see how you will have so much more to give. You won't have some kind of codependent thing going on where you feel like, oh, I'm doing so much for the other person. What am I getting back? You might not think of that consciously, but subconsciously, this always goes on in us. That's why so many INFJs do the door slam, because we give, 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 and we see nobody's really appreciative of it, right? So once you really embrace your dark side and you make sure that you give to yourself first what you need in order to feel fulfilled, in order to feel powerful, in order to feel fully alive, you will have so much more energy to give. Your cup of energy will be overflowing, and it will surprise you how much more power and positive light you actually have within you if you allow yourself to use and tap into your dark side as well. Reason number four. Once you embrace your dark side, there's going to be a disconnect from you and other people. Think of it like this. Most of our life, when we haven't tapped into our dark side, because we have learned that if we do things that are good for us, we're going to get abandoned, people are not going to like us. Like, there's so many things that we have just, you know, put into our system as children, as young adults, that we feel like is, you know, a way to survive. But once you get to a place where you say, I'm going to really choose me, yes, there's going to be some disconnect. Because so much of the connection you have with people is based on the fact that you are putting 70% into that relationship and they're giving you back maybe 30%. Right? How often are you so connected to their lives? You know what they feel, what makes them happy, what makes them sad, what makes them angry, what emotions are running through them, and they have no idea who you truly are. The reason for this is that the connection that is happening is based on who they are, but people are not really connected with you. And that's why so many INFJs feel alone, feel lonely, because there is not this understanding of, yes, I see you for who you truly are. of course, people will never completely get you. That's not because you're an INFJ, but because every single one of us has a perspective on life that is very unique to us. But once you choose yourself, you're not going to feel this disconnect anymore. Because for the first time, you're filling your cup up by yourself. You're saying, I'm doing things that make me proud of myself. I'm doing things that make me happy, that make me excited. And then I connect with people. So you automatically are going to focus more on you. So much on our life is reaction as INFJs. Because people want things from us, we're focused on other people, and we have no space left, we have no energy left, no mental load left to see and recognize what we really want. But if you embrace your dark side and people back off because they understand that you're not just going to be this helpful little person right next to them, but that you're a person with a lot of strength and that makes them a little bit more cautious and they back off, you're going to feel your energy, maybe even for the first time to such an extent. And when I say for the first time, of course you felt it when you were a little child, but let's say from like the moments when we're really conscious about what's going on. And so one of the great aspects of tapping into your dark side and doing what is best for you first will be that for the first time you can finally hear yourself. You can focus on yourself and take action on making that power that you hold within you bigger, faster, and more powerful than you ever thought possible. Reason number 5, once you embrace your dark side, you are forced to confront yourself with who you are. So this is not just about the focus. This is the fact that you finally have to accept yourself. You have to start loving yourself. You put yourself in a position where you leave yourself no other option. If we don't embrace our dark side, there's still a part of us that will believe, maybe I will get the love that I want, the appreciation that I'm craving so much from other people by doing what they want from me, by being that perfect version that they would want you to be. So we're going down that path because we feel it's the safer way. But the moment you embrace your dark side, you know that you can't do this anymore. It just won't work. People are never going to see you the same way. You're never going to be the person that they want you to be because now you're making choices that are in alignment with what you want and they will never, ever always be in alignment with what they want. It's just a given. So when you make this choice, you automatically are going to have people look at you in a way of, oh, okay, you're not this version that I thought. I cannot accept you completely. I will distance myself from you on some levels. And so it's going to be on you to then say, okay, now I have all this space. Now I've created so much distance towards others. How am I going to make myself feel good now? The path I used to take up until now is not possible anymore because now they see the true me. And up until this point, I didn't like my true me. That's why I hid this part of me. That's why I didn't allow myself to choose me first. There was some interview I saw years ago, and there was this person who said, I want people to like me for me liking me. And I thought, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. People liking me for me liking me, but then I'm not doing anything for them. Why would they like me? And now looking back at it, it's just the perfect reflection of everything that I didn't do in my own best interest. Because I did, and I still do like people for liking themselves. So why is it so difficult for us INFJs to accept and embrace a reality where people like us for us liking ourselves? And the first step to us liking ourselves is to accept ourselves. And that is all about saying there is no other choice. This is who I am. I'm not going to hide it anymore because I'm never going to go down that road where I'll be liked for somebody that I'm not. I'd rather be disliked for who I am because this is who I truly am. I already know the other path is not going to give me any fulfillment. There's always going to be some disconnect. Because people are not liking me for who I really am, because they don't know me. And once you get to this place where you say, this is the path I'm going down. I'm choosing me. I'm doing things that I find interesting, that I find right, things that make me proud of myself. And, you know, people around me may not understand it. You're forcing yourself to accept yourself, right? There is no other choice. You cannot hide anymore. You cannot run away, because now everybody is possibly able to see your true colors that you hid for so long because you were ashamed of them. So now that you're forced to look at yourself, accept yourself, that is the moment when you can start loving yourself, when you can start appreciating who you are and what you bring to the table. And so this aspect of embracing your dark side is such a vital aspect to really glowing up in your hermit mode specifically, because that's the time when you rely on yourself first. The hardest path in our life, we always walk alone. There is no other way, because we have to deal with what's going on within us at such a deep level that nobody else could understand, see, or give us a hand in. This is really us in that moment, and we can rely on us on making that happen. So embrace your dark side, choose yourself first, be a little bit more selfish, and you'll see afterwards that there was nothing selfish about it. It was just a way of giving yourself the love you deserve. So now that the new year is just around the corner, use this as one more confirmation that you're exactly the way you're supposed to be. You're doing great and you're going to do even better. I wish you nothing but the best, and I know it's all within you and you got what it takes. Remember, if you want a little reminder of what you've accomplished so far, where to go, what steps to take in order to glow up during your hermit mode, then check out the free poster on this topic. You can download it at the link in the description. And if you want to watch more videos on this topic, then check out the playlist on the entire series. I wish you a happy new year and I see you in the next one. Bye guys.